podcasts. I often call them rants, podcasts, whatever. It's thoughts, feelings, experiences that I have with clients and with my own personal use of WordPress. And I want to share something today that I think, well, it's more than I think. I know just from experience that anyone who is creating information products, specifically online content, how-to content, sharing their expertise, being passionate about what they know and what they do and who they work with, there's something very unique that everyone runs into. And in some respects, I'm blessed because I run into it more often than not. And it's just a great reminder to anyone who is in the information product business. And not only information products, although it comes out with information products more frequently, it's any product, any product. And this is what I'm talking about. We've had a hosting company, or we've been hosting WordPress sites for 8 or 9 years now, and we only host WordPress sites, client sites. And something that comes with a web hosting account is something called cPanel. And cPanel is a control panel for managing your web hosting account. Now, one of the things that continually amazes me, and this is where the lesson comes in, is that, 7, 8, 9, 10, I don't even know if cPanel, I think it's 14 or 15 years old, but when cPanel first came out, I can understand not knowing how it worked. In fact, I did 20-some videos that are available at the wpgrow.com site on cPanel. I've done them more than once now, but I did videos showing how to use cPanel. Things like how to set up an FTP account and what the difference between an email account and email addresses were, and how cPanel works and how you need to log into cPanel and what aliases are and add-on domains. There's all of these things that have been around for ages. And yet, I can spend time today as a business person explaining all of the most basic and fundamental things in cPanel, hosting accounts or email or basic things that we take for granted. These same things that we take for granted are new to people of all various ages. And I'm not talking about just new people to the internet. I'm not talking about to young people. It's people of any age. There's not everyone is at the same starting point. And, you know, as I create courses, I've created over 1,000 video tutorials in the past 16 or 17 years online. And one of the things I always forget is I assume that everyone started with me. I assume that everyone's in the same place that I was. But that's just not the case. And it's really hard when you create information products because this huge urge that we all have is to continue learning, continue experimenting, and always looking for something new. Well, that something new is often too far-fetched and too advanced for people just starting out. And with so many people starting out, this is a real, real big problem now with WordPress. And I'll give you an example. You have to remember WordPress, 10 years old, started from V2, wasn't even the first blogging software. But, you know, simple things that WordPress started off with and just got added, for example, in the last 2 or 3 years, are big changes for people. WordPress is a complicated piece of software now. Got thousands and thousands of options and choices. And all of the things that we take for granted as WordPress users or people that have been, you know, mucking around, playing around with WordPress for the 10 years that it's been around, you know, we take for granted things like making a post or using the editor or changing a menu or what a theme is or even how to resize an image. These simple things. You continually have to update, educate, and inform people. And especially when you're making products, info products, whether it be on WordPress or blogging or themes or plugins or all the things around WordPress, you've got to make sure that they cover the fundamentals and the basics for the people just starting out. There's all sorts of different levels for people, so just don't forget or at least understand the levels of where the people that are going to be purchasing your information or using or leveraging or taking your courses, they've got to be represented with the way that the content is delivered and the kind of content that's delivered. Remember, you are not your customer. If you could just remember that one thing, when especially when you're doing creating information products, you are not your customer. And it's very, very hard. And the one thing that I think that really sets information products apart, and again, not just with WordPress, but any piece of software, any kind of expertise, it's when you share your personal story with it. What are the things that work for you? What are the things that piss you off that don't work? What are the hassles or things that you wish were fixed? Don't be afraid to share that. Don't be afraid to let people know your experiences so they can learn from them. If you have that experience, share it. Don't be too far-fetched and too arrogant and egotistical about your expertise and your knowledge. Share it and share it wisely for whomever is going to be your customer, not just for yourself. Hope you enjoyed this little rant. 6 minutes of stuff about information products, creating courses, and again, sharing your passion and your experience as it relates to, in my case, WordPress and internet marketing. But in your case, doesn't really matter. If it's playing guitar or talking about Mayan ruins and travel, doesn't matter. Share your experiences, share your information, and enjoy the process, making sure that you don't forget who's consuming the information. This is James Maduke speaking. Hope you enjoyed this rant. We'll be back again soon.